I remind you that you tried to kill me first? Do me a favor and fucking die, would you?
Finally. Hello, treasure. A bit, but I can walk and talk, so to speak. What is it, darling? Tonight? Well, I'd be delighted. I need to wrap up this last bit of work and rinse off, but I could be ready by, say, 8:30. Would that work?
Slayer.
Just a moment, darling. I'll be right back. I am on the phone, and you are being very rude. The next time you try to kill someone, and they kill you first, stay dead. Much better. Sorry about that, dear. Where did you want to meet up for dinner? Excellent choice, treasure. It's a beautiful place, and the food was great. And perhaps more to the point, it's been very nice being on a proper date with you again. It's been a while. Now, what's wrong with simple? When the date itself is simple, it puts the focus on each other. Maybe I am naive from a lack of relevant experience. I can't say I've been on a preponderance of dates, but as far as I'm concerned, meeting up for a meal is more than enough to make me happy. Cheers. Another job for William, as per usual. Well, how else am I going to earn my keep? That is a beautiful bit of optimism, treasure. I wish I shared it. I far more often fall into the camp of cynicism. To my own detriment, more than likely. I suppose I've settled into the belief that it's enough to now finally have a life outside of the job, and that may be enough of a balm to my distaste for the work itself. Most people hate their jobs. I'm hardly unique for that. I'm beginning to think that my biggest mistake in all of this was choosing to see William as something more than an employer. Had I kept it that simple, maybe I wouldn't be disappointed now. Sam and Vincent have suggested that I strike out with them in some form or fashion. Distance myself from the house, as they have. Yes. That was their reason for calling all those times, for the most part. Yes. Calls that I generally ignored. Well, I'm not ignoring it now. But something that you have in common with those two is that optimism that I lack. A duke stepping away, inconvenient. The crown prince and his partner, a very hard pill to swallow, but William is patient, as evidenced by his long life. But to lose all of them and his right-hand blade, I believe that would test the limits of our king's generosity. And I know him well enough to know you don't want to see him upset. I don't blame them for leaving, nor do I resent them for it, but I do think they are a bit naive to believe that I could follow in their footsteps just as easily as they did. So, here I sit. In the middle. Unhappy with my work, but finally happy in other ways. You make me very happy, Treasure. You for being a kind ear to hear it. Talking about these things is still difficult for me, and I don't expect that to change overnight. But I am trying. You make me want to try. You've trusted me with difficult parts of your life, of your past. I want to share in kind, even when it's hard. I don't know yet. For now, I'll keep walking this tightrope down the middle. I know the day will come when I have to choose. But it's not that day yet. So, I'll put off the choice a bit longer. Are you sure you want to know? It isn't pretty. Most of my work isn't. A more apt comparison than you might imagine. Avoiding the messy details, a vampire from a rival house tried to steal sensitive information from we Solaires. It was my job to recover it. And I did. And would have left it at that until the would-be thief decided to take it again. this time pried from my would-be cold dead hands. Oh no, he underestimated me. Oh, I've been fighting a long time. As an unempowered human, then as a freelancer, and now as a vampire. Refining my tactics with each of those new changes. You want to see my moves, eh? Well, I suppose a bit of a demonstration could be arranged. No, not in the middle of the restaurant. I don't see that ending well, and it would spoil dessert. But I think I know a place that might be a better fit, and a walk down memory lane at that. And who can beat a 2-for-1? Not the exact spot of our dalliance that night we met, but close. That was about a quarter mile northwest of here. A keen memory and sense of direction are something of prerequisites for my profession. Well, that's part of the fun, you see. I never really know what I'm going to need to do in the line of duty, day to day. Sometimes I stop a thief. Sometimes I am the thief. Tracker, bodyguard, entertainment, assassin, diplomat, tinker, tenor, soldier, spy. But in any role, a menace to polite society, thank you very much. Within the bounds of vampiric regulations, of course, if the council's looking. Looking myself. So, you wanted to see a few moves. Still talking about the same kind of moves, darling. A dangerous combination, if we're not careful. Well, luckily, I'm very careful with the things that matter. And you matter very much. Now, take a swing at me. I'm very serious. I'm trying to rein in the vampiric speed, so you can see how a fellow vampire would. my targets usually are, yes. Polite vampiric society is often less than polite when the chips are really down, so to speak. Go ahead. Swing. You won't hurt me, and I won't hurt you. I promise you that. You're always safe with me. And just like that. Now, if, say, you had me in this position, you would. I would bring this leg back and up and bonk, kick the head.
Yep, and
then you could do that. It's a bit like a dance. A very violent dance, but a dance all the same. Predicting their movements, adjusting to them, staying fluid. Keeping your footing. Well, no. The kissing isn't strictly required in a fight, but wouldn't it be so much more fun if they more often ended that way? Well, it needn't be over if you don't want it to be. Yeah. Say I was the one on my back, like this, and say you were the one pressing down onto me, your legs spread astride my sides, your fingers digging into my skin. Oh, just like that. Oh, yes. Oh, sweat at your brow. Heart pounding in your chest. Twisting up, rattling at the bars of the cage, seething for release, for a target. Yes. Your teeth ache. Muscles coil tight like springs, oh, tight just isn't tight enough. Oh. keep one hand on my chest, steadying, and it lets you feel my heart pounding just as hard as yours. Fire in the veins. Put the other on my throat. Is not inherently pleasurable, not for me anyway. But with the right person, when that flame is burning in the blood, when the hunger hits, the hurt is delicious. It's part of it. I crave sensation. And your hands on me are it. Squeezing and clawing and smacking. Each one a firework in my neurons that makes my fangs ache. And my cock throb. Yes. Now kiss me hard. Bite. Beneath us. Now you can be on your back. Oh, yes, like that. Pull my hair. I meant with just my tongue, but if it's a bite you want, you know I will always deliver. A bit of both, then. Yes, please. On our sides, that might be easiest. Will that do? Good. And God, your mouth and your teeth. Was any of that too much? Good. No, that was perfect. Just how I like it. I like it all kinds of ways with you, actually. but I do have a soft spot for when it's rough. Thank you for indulging me, darling. Thank you for being a safe place to feel that, to want that. You are something so very special. Someone I am so very grateful for. Mm-hmm.